you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
This is Sheffield Live.
Estás escuchando a Rob Wellington en Sheffield Live 92.fm.
Boy and tears, boy, and all in your inner space, boy, ahead, and girls, boy, and steel. Top you bought me, you wrote your gorgeous on it, you took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet, you got me to hitch my knees up and pulled my legs apart, you took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart.
You're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through.
You said my clothes were sexy, you tore away my shirt, you rubbed an ice cube on my chest, snapped me till it hurt. £20. You promised to put me in a magazine on every table in every lounge.
Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. Because you're gorgeous,
tracks chosen by Danielle. Two classic tracks. I've got another four more to go. So playing Baby Bird with Your Gorgeous. Before that, Bone Slipping by Underground, was it? Yeah, Underground. Yeah.
Underworld,
that's it. I've done my research. So second hour, 1996. That's what it's all about from now till 5 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we've got Danielle in the studios. A couple more shout-outs, if you like, Danielle.
Yeah, no worries. A big good afternoon to Xenia and Adolphus. Hopefully you're listening, enjoying it thoroughly. We've got more great tunes to come. And another hello to Sue in S8. I know I've heard you're an avid listener. So, again, I hope you're enjoying it today. Just one more?
Oh,
is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a bit of controversy, see. We've got a bit of controversy. So my friend Lindsay's listening in. And I think she likes the Baby Bird tune, but she said one hit wonder. How dare you? What a tune! Whether it's a one hit wonder or not, it's a classic. But thanks for listening, Lindsay.
Brilliant, yeah. So yes, Daniel the comedian. What I'm going to do. I'm going to do the game after the next track. Okay,
fine.
Yeah. Are you up for it?
I'm scared, but yeah, I'm up for it.
It's only the same as last time.
Oh, okay, that's fair enough.
Thank you. champagne and the April showers. But it ain't long before I long for you, like a ray of hope coming through the blue. When it all gets dark and then the whole thing falls apart, I guess it doesn't really matter about the rain, 'cause we'll get through it anyway. We'll get up and start again, 'cause we could be lifting, lifting, lifting. We could be lifting from the shadow.
Most played single on the radio during the first quarter of 1996, Lifted by the Lighthouse Family. Did you like that one, Daniel?
Loved it. Cracking voice.
So we have a game.
Okay.
It's called A or B. We did it last time. So I'll give you two choices. You can only pick one.
That's fine.
But I ain't doing no venues this time. Put you in an awkward position. And only all I want is a one word answer. I don't want any other ad lib, just one word answer.
Okay.
And we'll do it in during Fast Love, George Michael, because it's such a long tune. So a bit of in this game called A Bed. So, A or B. Right, you ready, Daniel?
I am.
Listeners ready? You can play along. Right then, zombie or vampires?
B.
No, just...
Zombies.
Right, funny stories.
We've rehearsed this, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. Funny stories or one-liners?
One-liners.
Sneezing or coughing?
Sneezing.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
Speeding ticket or parking ticket?
Parking ticket.
Night or morning?
Night.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Wine or beer?
Wine.
Cash or credit?
Cash.
French fries or onion rings?
French fries.
Tattoos or piercing?
Tattoos.
Very well. Very good. Very good. I love that game.
Yeah.
Should have won more.
Have I won a prize?
Well, it's your choice, isn't it? It's your choice.
Do I win all the above that I picked?
You can make. While this tune's going, you can make five for me if you want, or ten.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
Right, just got to say hello to John Scaife listening in S17, I think. He might be still at work. George Michael, Fast Love, no one of Daniel's choices. It's medium from Sheffield, no, from Huddersfield actually, but does all his gigs in Sheffield, because Sheffield's the only place to be.
Certainly is.
Right then, tables reversed. Tables reversed.
Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Okay, I've got eight of the best here, Robert. So
right, let me get another trap lined up, and then okay. we'll do a bit of a bed.
Perfect.
Right, ready when you are.
Okay, here's eight of the best for you, Robert. Are you ready? You sure?
I thought you were doing 10.
No. Eight. These are good. Go right, on. First answers. Sports car or speedboat?
Sports car.
The Voice or X Factor?
The Voice.
Skiing or sunshine?
Sunshine.
Chicken or beef?
Chicken.
Friday or Saturday night?
Pardon?
Friday or Saturday night?
Saturday.
Singing or dancing?
Dancing.
Roulette or blackjack?
Roulette.
And here's the bonus one, the extra one. I want you to think about this. Sheffield Wednesday to get promoted or Sheffield United to drop two divisions?
Sheffield United to drop two divisions. That's so easy.
That's so you didn't easy. Even have to think about that. Oh my goodness. Well anyway, done. Well
let's
done.
Let's get back with Key Sweat.
Baby, taste it.
Sweat, Twisted. What's the thinking behind this tune, Daniel?
Well, I was 25 at the time, and I just still wanted to be really, really cool. And all the cool kids and all my friends were all into Keith Sweat. And I started playing and getting Keith Sweat albums and records and stuff, and just fell in love with the voice, just the music and the melody. And yeah, the rest is history.
Brilliant. I've not heard this one before, actually. It's a nice tune, actually. It's a nice, chilled out, relaxing tune. Yeah. Keith Sweat, Twisted. And next we've got another one of your choices from featuring the year 1996. Which nightclub did you go to? Oh, you were in. Well, how long have you been in Sheffield?
15 years. So I know all the legendary nightclubs in Sheffield because living in Huddersfield, we heard about them all. Places like Niche, Roxy's, Josephine's, all those legendary places. Just such a shame that I didn't get a chance to go to any of them. But I know how good they are.
Yeah, so obviously a lot better than Huddersfield.
I wouldn't say that, and I'm not going to be controversial
today,
Robert.
Okay, yeah, no problem. No, well, all right, okay. So we're going on with the, in fact, you know what, I said to Danielle, send me six tunes in, I did my tunes, and we both chose this next track, which is a classic, one of the Leicester, is it from Leicester, isn't it?
He certainly is.
Same birthday as mine, 3rd of May. So this record went platinum. Return of the Mark Morrison from Leicestershire. And number one in the UK, number one in Sweden. Still a good track. 1996 is the defeated year. In the second hour on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Anyway, talk about nightclubs.
Yep.
When did you come to Sheffield? I forgot.
Oh, it would 15, 16 years ago. So I missed all the legendary clubs.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned what you mentioned. Niche, Josephine's.
Niche, Josephine's, Roxy's.
Oh, I met Latin Roxy's.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And wasn't there the Casbah?
jazz bar, yeah, more of a rock club, yeah.
I'm trying to show diversity here, not all just like soul and Motown clubs and pickup joints.
I know. Caro, I've got Caro Jackson, Romeo and Juliet's, which is the same building, to be fair, just different names.
Yeah.
So you had Roxy's, you had Steely's, you had Top Rank, same venue, Josephine's, Pose's venue,
Which was actually the best, though, Robert?
Well, for me, Roxy's, but obviously all the footballers, all the celebrities, snooker players, they all went to Josie's.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, you couldn't get in Josie's. I think I tried a few times and couldn't get in. So yeah. Anyway, so we've got Danielle, comedian, in the studios at the moment. John Scaife, I'm not playing down at Chipping. It's Danielle, the comedian, who's playing there tonight. No, well, you're playing there. It's called playing or gigging. Gigging.
We're not kicking a football around tonight.
No, definitely not. So he's on tonight, 8 o'clock, well, with another four or five comedians. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. So anything else do you want to say before the next tune?
Yeah, I'm just getting told off by Lee Room at Graphics. He wants another mention. My sponsors, comedy sponsors, absolutely brilliant. Has always been very supportive of everything that I've done. So a big thank you. Just want to say a big thank you to you, Lee, and Graphics. Let's carry on this great work, because what you guys do is absolutely brilliant. So thank you.
Yeah, you're very hardworking. Very hardworking. do you ever get a day off?
No, because if I have a day off, I'm thinking and writing comedy anyway.
Oh, that's good.
I'm using this experience to write some comedy.
So I'm going to be featuring some of your
of course.
Banter.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
On that note, let's have this one.
You'll say we've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's one thing we got.
And company. She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Deep Blue Something. Right, a few more mentions, Daniel.
Yeah, a few more mentions, if that's okay. Big shout out to Lindsay and Maria at Zest, good friends of mine, and I know Maria listens every single week, so big hello to you. Lindsay also mentioned a club that I have never heard of, but Robert's kindly explained to me. Used to be Isabella's, but Lindsay mentioned it as Kiki's. You remember that, don't you, Robert?
Yeah, definitely, yeah, yeah. Can't say I was used, on Charter Row, yeah, Charter Row. Yeah, Kiki's, Isabella's. Oh, another club as well around. Oh, God, I can't think, you know.
This is like memory lane of clubs. Yeah. This is really good. Yeah. But we've
good
also...
Good times, though.
Yeah,
good
we've
times.
Also got other clubs here as well, like, as you say, Tiffany's, Bed. Now, I remember Bed, the reputation from Huddersfield, so that was quite well known all over the place.
Yeah.
Bailey's.
Yeah, Bed was Locarno's.
Yep. Juliet's.
Yeah, Roman Juliet's.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
The Limit.
Yeah. Are you testing?
I'm testing your knowledge. You just prove your Sheffieldness.
And where have you got that knowledge from? Anyway, yeah.
Limit, so
yeah.
Can you just give me a call?
Shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have said that. Anyway, you know what? I've got another... In fact, so we do... What's playing? Let's see what's playing. What's playing? Oh. This one. Will I play? Number one in how many countries, Daniel?
I would say 15.
25.
Close.
You know what? Not a bad track, is it?
No.
1996 is the year. Right, we're going to do birthdays now, but I'm going to test. This is not the proper game, but I'm doing a game with Danielle under the bed of Coolio, Gangster's Paradise. Birthdays, famous birthdays. So today's birthday is... You're gonna guess a year, Miss Danielle. All right.
Okay.
So today's birthday is Simon Cowell's. Oh, Howells. It's Mr. Cowell today.
I would say Simon Cowell is 66.
65.
Wow.
One year off, yeah. as they say on a famous program.
Yeah.
Right. You've chose Tony Braxton, haven't you? So how old is Tony Braxton today?
I think Tony Braxton still looks great as well. I would say Toni Braxton is 55.
Did you say he?
She.
You know something I don't know. what age did you say?
I think 55.
57, 2 years out.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Bruno Mars's birthday. How old is he?
I think he's a youngster in comparison. Well, I don't know. I'm going to go 43.
39.
Oh, okay.
Martin Kemp's birthday on Thursday. How old is Mr. Martin Kemp? Brilliant actor, by the way.
Yeah, Spandau Ballet's finest. Cool, yeah. I'm going to go 61.
3.
Oh, okay.
Daryl Hall, you know who he is, don't you?
Yeah. Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go 72.
8.
Oh.
Right, two more, should get these, actually.
Yeah.
On Sunday, the 13th of October, Ashanti, how old is Ashanti?
I'm going to go 39.
44.
Right. I'm hitting the crossbar with a few of these.
One more. Cherelle, remember Cherelle?
Yes.
Alessandra and Cherelle?
Yes.
She is what age on Sunday, 13th of October?
62.
66. Oh. Not bad, anyway, not bad.
The money and the power, minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
So, Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio, 1996. Daniel's just dropped me in it, and I'm not going to do it anyway. So, no matter what you say, I ain't doing it. Not a chance. Anyway, little game for you, Daniel, all right?
Okay.
I'm not being controversial, right? Definitely not being controversial. Okay. Plenty of people listening out there.
Yep.
I know this is a volunteered, but I don't want to get turfed out on this show, being my last show. Not my last show, but you know what I mean? Right, so... If you was a producer looking for an actor, right, a bad boy character, right, and you was in Sheffield, you had to tune in from Sheffield, right. So, like I said, being around him is never fun, He enjoys causing pain and suffering to others. You know, you get the guy, bad boy, power hungry, unpredictable, arrogant,
okay.
Possessive aggression, unsupported, right? Someone like Duckworth or Nick Cotton.
Yep.
Where in Sheffield would you go and look for that character and audition, whatever?
You know? I think you'd find that person in any manner of pubs around the city.
No, but I'm not.
I'm not going to name an area.
That's the correct answer.
I'm not going to name it because all areas are beautiful and brilliant around here. So I just think you find the character after they've had 8 pints of Stella or other kinds of lagers are available.
You know what? You hit the nail on the head because you'll fire that question back to me and I'll just say, downtown on a Saturday night.
Correct.
Girl, when you touch me, it's
Peter Andre on Sheffield Live with Mysterious Girl. So, go on then, Daniel, get out with it, get on with it.
Okay.
Get it out, okay.
I'm going to challenge Robert on air because he's promised to come to one of my comedy nights. And for all of you that know me out there, I'm quite mischievous when it comes to stuff like that on stage. And I think we need to get a promise from Robert to take part in a segment of a show called Public on the Stage. All Robert will have to do once being in the audience is come up on stage, because I'm a great believer that not only comedians have got great jokes, but every single person on this planet has got one great joke in them. So I'm going to challenge you, Robert, to come up on stage, take part in Public on the Stage and tell one great joke. The caveat with that is, if it's a great joke and everybody laughs, you'll get a free drink bought by moi. If nobody laughs and we have a load of dead air, then you get comedy roasted by me.
Yeah.
Is that okay? And I want you to come up and tell your one great joke the next time you come down to one of my comedy nights. Yeah. And bear in mind, I'm not going to be judge, jury and executioner. It's going to be the crowd.
No problem. No problem. I'll go for that, actually.
Deal?
Yeah, deal.
Brilliant.
Deal, deal, deal. So, yes, we're going on with another track chosen by Danielle. What's this one about, Danielle?
It's Toni Braxton.
And why did you choose it?
Because she's got such a fantastic voice, and it's such a melodic song. Brings back a lot of memories from 1996, and I hope everybody enjoys it as much as I do.
Anyway, by the way, this venue, you've got to make sure they serve Guinness.
They'll be sponsored by Guinness that night. How's that?
Well, that's good. Not do me.
I'll always think of you inside of my private thoughts. Can't imagine you touching my private parts. And just the thought of you can't help but touch myself. That's why I want you so bad. And this one night I'm right there with you there beside me.
Ooh, with you inside me. Oh.
Mr. Tony Braxton.
Love, you're making me high.
You're making me high. Right then, sunset in the UK, lights on, curtains closed. UK 1826, Wales 1838, Scotland same time 1838. And on this day in history, last ever competitive soccer match at Wembley in 1990. You know what? On this day in history, I've got a year. Silly of me, isn't it? Anyway, Daniel, help me out.
Okay. I think Dietmar Hamann scored the last goal there for Germany against England at the old Wembley.
No, because England won.
But didn't he score the last goal? Well, I don't know.
No, because England won 1-0, sorry.
So you see, you have got your facts. There you go. Yeah, well, can we just say a big hello and good afternoon to Catherine in S5. Again, another avid listener to this brilliant show. So thank you again. I hope you've enjoyed all the tunes and have a great rest of the day, Catherine.
You want to say other stuff?
Yeah, just want to say a big thank you to all the venues that I work with. That's Yellow Arch, Hagler's, Sheffield Plate, The Shipping, and Thorncliffe Sports Bar. They've been absolutely fantastic. All the people and the audience that come there, absolutely brilliant as well. Comedy Savvy, Sheffield folk coming out to have a great time. Thank you all, one and all, so very much, and keep supporting all the comedy.
Right, then, you know, I'm looking at the list here, and I've not run out of tunes, but I usually do the killer track just before 5. Then again, I could get away with it if we keep chatting for, well, but why would we chat for six minutes or 7 minutes? Anyway, Latino Times is here. He's brought his cushion with him. So he's on after me 5 till 6. I've got it here. I'll say my byes after this next track, which is a classic. Daniel was right. England lost 1-0 in 2002.
2000.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't even make research for it, did I? Right then, so the last tune of the afternoon on the mid-afternoon memories. I'm not here next week. I'm back up the week after. It's been a blast. Daniel's been a blast as well. He's made me laugh. He's a funny guy. That's why he gigs every week. Here, there, and everywhere in Sheffield and the surrounding areas.
Can I just say a big thank you to you, Robert? Thank you for inviting me in. Love coming on here, coming to you. We have so much fun. So keep up the great work, and thank you once more.
And I can't wait to get on that stage to tell that one joke.
Exactly, you've promised.
Make it a one-liner.
You've promised the world.
100%, yeah. Right then, how many days to Christmas? Sorry, how many days till the clocks go back, Daniel?
It's 31st of October, isn't it? So it's another 20-odd days.
near and far out. It's 19 days, isn't it? 26th of October.
Is it the 26th, girls? Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. Daniel's friends, my friends, and in and around Sheffield.
Thank you.
Killer track. We're going to go for Insomnia with Faithless. Anyway, good afternoon.
Attack, I get no sleep. I can't get no sleep.